Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us just try and come sit closer, inshallah. I know most of us already have our bookings at the Baba or at the car wash, but let's take a few minutes, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, one important message for all of us, inshallah, for all the brothers who are sitting here and for all the ladies listening at home, inshallah. If this Ramadan was a Ramadan where we were regular on our prayers, we were regular on our salah, and some of us might think that, you know, if we miss a few prayers here and there outside of Ramadan, then it's okay. And remember, when we were doing the tafsir, we came across many times those who are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever consciousness and success was mentioned, together with it was Jannah mentioned. So this was together. And one of the most important wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our salah. If our salah is not in order, then we not even fulfilling the first commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the most important commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't let us not mess about with our salah, inshallah. Let's not miss any of our salah. Let's make sure that going forward from here on, any of the salahs that we missed before, we're going to make sure that we catch up and make up for those salahs. And going forward, it's not going to happen again, inshallah. Then tomorrow, inshallah, there will be two Eid salah. Tomorrow there will be two Eid salah. One will be at 7, if I'm not mistaken, at 7. And the second one will be at 9 o'clock, inshallah. So try to attend, inshallah. Whichever one will be easiest for yourself, try to attend. For those of us who are coming, try to come walking as far as possible, or try to share a car with somebody wherever possible, so that there's less traffic and less jamming, inshallah. And where possible, try to park as sensibly as possible so that we don't block anyone, we don't make it difficult for anyone else to come. And last announcement is that the Sadaqatul Fitr, or the Zakatul Fitr, this should have been done or should have been given during Ramadan, but for those of us who haven't given it, make sure that we give it before tomorrow morning, inshallah. Because the Sadaqatul Fitr is a cleansing for us. It's a cleansing for us. We might have gotten angry in our fast, we maybe said something to somebody, we maybe messed up somewhere in our fast. So to cleanse us from that, then we give the Sadaqat al-Fitr. And the benefit of that is that those people who cannot afford a good Eid will be able to enjoy a good Eid. So it's not nice that you give it to them on Eid day, then how are they going to prepare for the Eid? If we give it from before, then at least they can get some things that will make the Eid good, inshallah. And the Sadaqat al-Fitr is for everybody in your house, whether they were fasting, whether they were not fasting. So whether it was small children, whether it's old people who are unable to fast, whether it was ladies who are excused, whatever the reason, everybody in the house has to, the Sadaqat al-Fitr has to be given on their behalf. So we try and give that, inshallah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with happiness, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the adab and the etiquettes and the manners of Eid, firstly, it is sunnah to take a bath before going for salah. In Mu'atta, Imam Malik rahimahullah has mentioned that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu used to do ghusl on the day of Fitr, on the day of Eid, before going out to the place of prayer, the Eidgah. And for Jummah, for any public gathering, we always make sure that we're smelling good and we want to be presentable. So even more so when it's a day of Eid, we should be more presentable and smelling good and looking good, inshallah. Then on the day of Eid al-Fitr, now this is a slight difference between Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr, we try and eat before the Salah, and Eid al-Adha will eat after. In Bukhari Sharif, on the authority of Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the morning of Eid would eat some dates, preferably in an odd number. So try to eat 1, 3, 5, that amount of dates, inshallah, something in an odd number, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah witrun yuhibbul witr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witr, Allah is an odd number, and Allah loves odd number things. So try to eat in an odd number. The reason for eating before the Eid Salah is to show clearly that we're not fasting. When Allah told us to fast, we obeyed Him and we fasted. Now when Allah told us not to fast, we make sure that we show that we're not fasting, to emphasize the fact that we are not fasting. And the fact that fasting is forbidden on this day, so we want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in following that hurmat and that forbidding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person doesn't have dates, then eat something else, it is halal. Anything else, it is halal, inshallah. Then the takbirat on Eid, that we're supposed to read, this is one of the greatest sunnahs of Eid. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fasting, and after that, in the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that you complete the time, meaning you complete your days of fasting, and then you magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say the takbir, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you, and so that you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your takbirat for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us, and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, every one of us, we should be saying the takbir. Some of the madhab say that from after Maghrib we should be starting. Other madhab says from the morning after Fajr. And other madhab would say when you leave in the house in the morning towards going for Eid, whichever one you take. You know, it's just small technicalities. We just try to read the takbir as much as possible, inshallah. And every one of you are responsible, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Every one of you is responsible for your own family, so you go home, you teach your children to read the takbir, but not only that, you teach them why you're doing the takbir. Tell them that you're reading the takbir because we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All those new clothes, those new shoes, all those other stuff that they got, inshallah, all the Eid, all of that, they should be making shukr for that, inshallah. And let us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the wealth, for the health that we have, everything the fact that we are Muslim. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of this, inshallah. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah guided us. And then we try to dress our best, inshallah. And then on the day of Eid, to offer dua and good wishes to each other, congratulate one another. Now the whatever words you use, inshallah, should be okay. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and from us all our good amal. Or you say Eid Mubarak, whatever it is, it's a happy occasion. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, whenever there was a happy occasion, they congratulated one another. So from that also we learn that we also can congratulate on all occasions of happiness, inshallah. Then we adorn ourselves and we dress well, inshallah. Dressing well, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu took some brocade cloth. Now brocade is silk. So he took some brocade cloth for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you buy this and adorn yourself for the day of Eid and when you're getting like special guests and those kind of stuff. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rather this kind of dress is for those who have no share in the Akhirah. He didn't say that there's something wrong with dressing up. He said that the dress, the cloth that you're bringing, is for the people who have no share in Akhirah, meaning the silk is not okay for men to use, but to dress up was okay. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disagreed with the choice of material, the choice of silk, but he agreed with the idea of dressing up. And in the narration of Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had a cloth or cloak that he would wear on the two Eids and on Fridays. So this was a special clothing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept for those occasions, which are special. So we should also try to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on this fact, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, the clothing of taqwa, the clothing of piety is best. So when we're dressing, inshallah, try to dress in a modest way, try to dress in a way that is befitting as a Muslim. We don't have to follow the way of kuffar just because we're celebrating. We celebrate with the fact, with iman, inshallah, and with the consciousness that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one other thing is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَنَعْمَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ نِعْمَةً أَحَبَّ أَن تَرَاهَا عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives you a ni'mah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see that ni'mah displayed on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you some ni'mah, not with the intention of showing off, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to see that displayed on you. So if Allah has blessed you with good clothes, then wear that. Allah has given you something good that you can wear, enjoy it for yourself. And show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, but make sure, don't do it because you want to show off, or because you want to look down at somebody else, but because you want to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with this. And then, if any women are coming out for Eid Salah, they should not perfume themselves, and they should not put on extra adornment and extra like beautiful clothing, because that the women are something that is protected, women are something that is valuable. All our valuables, your diamonds, where you keep it? Oh, you don't have, you're lying to us. So all our jewelry, all those things which are valuable to us, we don't put them on display. It's hidden away, isn't it? Where do you find diamonds? In the big hole in Kimberley, South Africa. It's deep down in the ground, subhanAllah. Gold, the deepest hole in the world, South Africa also. So all these valuable things, mashallah, are deep hidden under layers and layers of rock. So same way, those things which are valuable, our women are valuable, we keep them covered and we keep them protected, inshallah. And then when we're going for the salah, inshallah, we try to use one route for going and a different route for coming back. The reason for this is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to vary his route. And the reasoning for this was that the day of Qiyamah, there will be more parts of the earth that will give testimony for us that we had gone past there and read the takbir. And Nabi Sassam would also take different routes so he could greet more people and he could meet different people on his way going and coming back. And then when we are enjoying ourselves, doesn't mean that it's Eid so we can just go crazy. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu, eat, drink and do not waste. So don't be wasteful. Don't overindulge yourself. Don't eat so much that you feel sick the next day. But eat in a way that is appropriate. Yes, we want to taste all those desserts, inshallah, but don't eat so much that you feel sick. And then it's not sunnah to follow peer pressure or our cultures also. So buy or eat or enjoy those things which are in our means. Just because certain family maybe always has biryani, or we always have prawns, or we always have XYZ, it doesn't mean that you have to have that even if you don't have the means. If you can afford it, alhamdulillah. If you cannot afford it at that time, don't pressure yourself into buying something or into spending so much just because what will people think? Just because what people are going to think, or what kind of Eid is it if we don't have whatever it is? For clothing also, for your food also, and in everything, inshallah. Our clothing does not have to be new. Does not have to be the most expensive. As long as you're looking neat, you're looking presentable, and it's something that's good, alhamdulillah. We look good, inshallah, no problem. And then in Ramadan, we trained our nafs. We curtailed our desires. We cut short our wishes. So for that, on the day of Eid at least, and going forward from there, inshallah, make sure that whatever we eat is verified and properly halal. Not just because it tastes nice, we're going to eat it. Or, and then we eat in a place where they're serving mixed things, or it's not 100% halal, or it's maybe they're serving alcohol in the same place. let us stay away from those kind of places, inshallah. Let us stay away from all those places where there is music and there is haram happening, because it's not advisable for a Muslim to be in those kind of places, inshallah. And just a bit of advice is that try to eat that which is healthy, that which is tayyib. Don't overindulge in all things that is so unhealthy that we feel really bloated and unwell after that. So look after yourself, inshallah. Your body is an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as this month is finished, inshallah, let us not close that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not end our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make sure that we continue with that.
Yeah, Imam Sahib, can you remind us of the Arabic of the
takbir? So, one second, I wrote it somewhere. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd is one. Or you can read the Allahu Akbar three times. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. There's another one. Allahu Akbar kabira wa alhamdulillahi kathira wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. There's another one. Allahu Akbar kabira, Allahu Akbar kabira, Allahu Akbar wa ajal, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So inshallah, let us try and do that, inshallah. And let us remember all those who are in difficulty, wherever they are in the world, inshallah. Last thing to end with, inshallah, we did ibadat throughout the whole of Ramadan. I know tonight our daughters are going to say, put mehndi for me, and wife is going to say, can you check on the Eid milk, and whatever, all other stuff that's going to be happening, iron this and pack that and get ready, whatever. There's going to be a lot of tasks. But this is a night of ibadah. This is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving prizes for all whatever good deeds we have done. So let us take our share from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's just an extra 2 rakats of salah. Little bit of ibadah, inshallah, on this night. The person who does ibadah on the night of Eid, inshallah, his heart will not be dead when everyone else's heart will be dead. Allah protect us, inshallah. Allah forgive us. And Allah accept all our good deeds, inshallah. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Eid Mubarak to all of you, inshallah.